Hello everyone, good day to you all. Welcome back to our channel, Words of Wisdom. Tells you about your daily life and things you're supposed to know or do. As you all know, my name is Pekule Ademoko, and this will be our second episode on Words of Wisdom. So today's topic we'll be talking about true love is not feelings. What do I mean by love? Love itself. Love is an intense feeling of deep affection. True love is not a feeling. True love means honor. What do we mean by honor? Honor is the recognition, the acknowledgement, and even the reward for value. Our world today is full of people who are valuable. Wives are valuable, husbands are valuable, ladies are valuable, and men are valuable. Sincerity must replace perfection in whatever you do, in your standards, pertaining your daily life. Some cultures today train men to honor women by default. The philosophy of those cultures were designed to activate an appetite for intentionally dishonoring a woman. Unfortunately, there are also cultures and philosophy more dangerously programmed for women to dishonor men. We live in a generation whereby it's said, what a man can do, a woman can do better. And most women take it as a criteria to dishonor their men. That's why today you see successful women everywhere, but they are not married because of honor. It doesn't mean that if your man loses his job or can't support you financially, doesn't mean you as a woman has a legitimate right to dishonor him. That's not right. For every choice you make in life, you should be prepared for the consequences. Today we say, I love my wife, I love my husband, I love my boyfriend, and I love my girlfriend. In your relationship, you must preserve true honor. True honor is neutral. True honor is sacrifice. The Bible says, honor all men. Honor is mutual. It must be given and given back to. Honor must be vocal unless it's no honor. You should not only honor people in your speech, but also in your actions. Honor your spouse by appreciating them, not through a pretentious way. You will hardly have fights or quarrels when you guys honor each other intentionally. Honor is like a cushion that prepares the day for challenges. When there is no honor, when trouble comes, it will be more intended because there was already a foundation of trouble. That's why it's difficult to forgive so many relationships that were broken because there was no honor. In business, practice honor. In your marriage, practice honor. In your relationship, practice honor. Don't say, I did it before. And I've honored him before, so I cannot do it again. Honor is something you should do every day of your life. Honor can schedule a season that should not be there. Honor can make somebody to bless you more intended than he or she wished to. Honor can also shorten your life of favor because of dishonor. Some people who plan to bless you for years. Dishonor will change it to weeks. These are the systems of kingdom we should know today. And once again, honor all men. I hope someone is blessed today. God bless you. See you on our next episode. Bye.